Hello, and thanks for joining us for Soulpreneur Sessions. I'm your host, Yvette Luciano, helping you live your purpose, lift your platform, and leap into prosperity. If you want a career, business, and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We are thrilled to have you here. Do you believe that what you eat and how you move your body influences your career and business? This episode is for you. Iconic nutritionist Cindy O'Meara is a speaker, author, and filmmaker of the recent smash hit documentary, What's With Weight, and a highly successful and awarded businesswoman and founder of Changing Habits, a global healthy food and educational company. We asked Cindy to share her routine, and in this episode, she shares with us how well-being impacts your clarity and courage and purpose, health and well-being tips for soulpreneurs, Cindy's daily routine and structure for her personal well-being and productivity, the importance of balancing play with action and creating time.
So keeping healthy is really important if you're going to have clarity about your purpose. Because if your body's not healthy, your mind's not healthy. And if your mind's not healthy, it's like this feedback system or feed and loop system. So if you're having negative thoughts, it's going to affect on your physical body. If you're having a sick body, it's going to affect on your brain. So I'm very much into, the real food movement. I have been, since the beginning, I never liked any of the things that everybody was going to. I'm not about packaged foods. It's about staying away from genetically modified food. I'm very much about supporting local people in our community that are out there trying to make a living on a community garden or on their farms. Rather than supporting the big boys, I like to support the people that are really trying in our community. And by supporting that, you are supporting your physical body and you're also meeting amazing people. You get so many wonderful associations and I love it. It's just, it's this whole thing. So as well as doing that, it's important to have non-negotiables and non-negotiables in your day. And so I'm a very non-negotiable person in my day. So I get up in the morning and I probably get up about 5:45 in the winter, but in the summer I'm up around 4:30, 5 o'clock, depending on when it's daylight. And I live in Queensland, so we don't have daylight savings, so we have daylight at 4:30. But at the moment I'm getting up at around 5:45. So I get up, first thing I do, and these are non-negotiables, is I drink water. And then I put coconut oil in my mouth and I swirl it around because I do that for about 20 minutes. And then while I'm doing that, there are many things that I will do. I'll either go outside, I have a new puppy, so I'll go outside and I'll clean up his mess and he helps me as well. So I'll do things like that. Then I get ready. I put my swimming togs on, get all my beach stuff together, and I end up going down to Mooloolaba Beach at 6:30 in the morning. And I meet anywhere between, there's 80 in the group and there's probably about 30 or 40 that go every morning. And I swim Mooloolaba Beach. I then walk back with them and sometimes I swim back, depending, so about 2K of swimming. And that just sets my day. I just begins the day where you're not listening to news, you're not listening to what's happening in the world. This is your non-negotiable time with yourself. And these people are all upbeat. I don't know how they do it, but we're all upbeat. And then I do a crossword. This is just what I love to do. Then I go home and have a beautiful hearty breakfast, make my lunch for work and go to work. And I go and see all of my team, talk to them, make sure everything's going well. And then between 12 and 2:30 is non-negotiable. Do not disturb me. No phone calls. Don't come into my room. Working time. And I learned this from a gentleman by the name of Craig Hamilton, realizing that I was being disturbed in the office. Nobody was giving me any space. If they went past my room, they'd drop in and say, "Hi, Cindy," Because I think we all work with each other because we all like each other. And when you like each other, you want to spend time with each other. And so I have to have that time to write, to, you know, do those things that you need to do. And then at 2:30, before everybody goes home, because we kind of work school hours, not all of us, some of us work a bit longer, I will make contact with people if they need me for anything. And if I need to work back late, I don't have a problem with it. But on Mondays, I don't. I do yoga. On Wednesdays, I don't. I do meditation with a group. I do guided meditation with a group. And then we go home and today I've already made my dinner. It's sitting in the crock pot, slowly cooking. It's chicken with my fresh herbs and sweet potato and garlic, and it's just beautiful. So when I get home, it's cooked. I don't have time when I get home. I don't want to do it when I get home. So, but in the morning I have that energy. So I just put it in the slow cooker. And so we go home and we all have dinner together. And then it's usually a conversation. I don't know. It's my son's buying a house at the moment. So the conversation is around, you know, have you got your finance? Have you done this? And what's happening? And how excited are you? And I think having a structured day, but being able to go away from the structure and not become anxious about it is really, really important. So in there, you put when you eat, how you eat, where you buy your foods, your non-negotiable exercise time, your non-negotiable time of working and structure, your meditation, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do that yoga? Because I think yoga is that mind and body thing. And I even think my swimming is too, because I don't talk to anyone while I'm swimming. Although the boys do believe that we do talk underwater. You know, and I think to structure your day, and I even structure my day when I'm away, and I'm away a lot, and I'm very, people say, oh, how do you eat like you do when you travel? And I do travel a lot. I go, well, it's not hard. You know, like the other day I was in Sydney and I go to a place and it's bread and everything, and I don't eat wheat and I don't eat bread. And I said, I'll have all the sides. I want the fennel salad, the boiled egg, the tomato, the bacon, and it's avocado. It's not hard. And then, you know, then you put it up on Instagram and someone says, oh, I bet you that cost you a fortune. Well, I'm sorry. That's a non-negotiable. I'm not going to have toast and egg for $16 when I buy that for $20. It's just not going to happen. I'll spend the extra $4. Saturday mornings is the market. I go at 6 o'clock before I go swimming. You just have to have a day that works for you. And when I had children, I was up at 4:30 in the morning and I either worked, wrote until they woke up, or I went and exercised. So if you have children and you're a young mum, I did it then. I wrote a book when I had 3 babies. So if I can do it, you can do it. I wrote a book while I was homeschooling, had 3 children and had 3 months to write the cookbook. You know, I had 250 recipes I had to get together, talk about how it was going to happen. And I just had the project, worked backwards, said, right, every day I need 3 hours. So I would get up at 3:30 in the morning and work between 3:30 and 6:30 when they woke up, and then it was breakfast and homeschooling and have fun while we're traveling around Australia. So I think a structured day is, and putting in all the important things to be healthy mentally and physically, is how I do it. And I would expect that's how most people who are solopreneurs should be doing it. Let me give you an example. I have a friend at swimming. She never gets anything done. She just goes and plays all day long, which would be fabulous. And she's probably in a position where she can do that because she inherited some finances. But she's going to run out. And I don't know. I love to play, but I love to create. I think that's the most important thing of all, is I love to create.
Thank you for your time and joining us here for Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe for updates and share this episode with your friends. Soulpreneur Sessions are created especially for you to live your highest purpose. So please let us know what future episodes, topics, or guests would be most helpful for you. Or if you do want more info right now about the Soulpreneur courses and coaching available to you, please visit soulpreneurs.com or email us at team@soulpreneurs.com. We love you. Have a beautiful day, and we will catch you next time.